Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FH.
All right, this is U2, music from Denise Neal this week. That's the theme. All I Want Is You. All right, we're going to be giving away some Guns N' Roses tickets a little bit later in the show, so stay tuned for that. Also, don't forget to listen to Under the Hood each Saturday morning here on KFH from 9 until 10, hosted by Phil Nightingale, General Manager Mel Hambleton Ford, and his service manager Josh Proffitt. That's Under the Hood right here on KFH, 9 to 10 on Saturdays. Now let's get back to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline and talk to Dan Brecklin. He joins us from Connecticut, from Hartford. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for being on with us. We're obviously still somewhat new to the American Athletic Conference here in Wichita, and we're seeing one of the kingpins now apparently on the move back to the Big East in UConn. Was this on anybody's radar? Is this something? I know that UConn has not been particularly happy in the American, but did you expect this?
Yeah, I mean, UConn, like you said, hasn't been too happy probably since they entered into the American, just because they, you know, were always kind of sour that they didn't wind up in one of the Power Five conferences. We were kind of hearing a little bit of whispers that, you know, this could be taking place at some point, but you know, you look on Twitter and social media and everything, and you kind of gauge that most of the fans are interested in moving outside of the American. It just didn't feel right for them. And a lot of them floated, hey, what if we went to the Big East? And so, you know, we try to start reporting just to see if there's anything there. And yeah, you hear whispers, but, you know, as it got closer to when, you know, the news finally broke, you know, we heard that it might be possible. But we weren't expecting it to happen this quickly, and that by the end of this week, they could technically be members of the conference. So,
you surprised at all that the Big East is on board with this? I guess, I mean, they're not going to have football, so that takes away part of the equation of it. Is this a surprising move in any way?
No, I think the Big East, it makes sense for them. You know, some of the other teams, whether it's Georgetown or it's Seton Hall, St. John's, Providence, all those teams, you know, they have history with UConn. So that in a lot of ways makes sense. For them, this is very much a basketball move. Certainly on the women's side of things, women's basketball program, you can't get a better team to join your conference probably. And on the men's side, you know, UConn have struggled in the last few years. But people seem to think that they're going to turn things around in the next year or two. And so, you know, from a basketball point of view, this makes a ton of sense for the Big East. So they actually took a vote today, the Big East presidents. They voted to invite and accept UConn, assuming that UConn Board of Trustees votes in favor of this. So it sounded like there was plenty of support for this.
Dan Brecklin, sports editor at the Hartford Courant, our guest. There was a time when Wichita State was maybe on the at least under consideration or on the outskirts of consideration to join the Big East, as their longtime rival Creighton did. But basically that was roadblocked because Wichita State's neither a private school or a religious-based school. So UConn's not those things either. Why do you think UConn was able to get that door kicked in? Just because of the power of the name UConn basketball?
That'd be my guess, that it comes down to pedigree here. You know, we were talking about this in the office, you know, maybe an hour or so ago. It's kind of funny. It's all private schools. These are, you know, mostly Catholic schools or religious-based institutions. And UConn is definitely not either of those. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, there's a lot of even financial details that have been held close to the chest that don't get out because they're not public documents. And, you know, whether it's the exit fee from the Big East or the entry fee or more details on the TV deal, you know, those are soon to be public documents, at least from UConn. So, you know, that'll be interesting to look through for us. And, but yeah, I think it all comes down to the pedigree here. UConn just has the history over the last 30 or so years, both in women's basketball and men's basketball. So, you know, anytime you could have had a school with that many basketball championships, into a conference that focuses on basketball, certainly makes sense.
Do you think this will be the quick fix that UConn is looking for? Obviously, I mean, I don't know if they'll be back to national prominence next year, but, you know, they go to the conference they're familiar with, the fan engagement returns. Will we see an uptick in productivity and production from this program sooner than later, do you think?
Yeah, so at least from UConn's perspective, immediately men's basketball games and women's basketball games, you already have pretty strong attendance there. From men's basketball point of view, you're going to see a real uptick because you're going to have all these big-time basketball programs that the Connecticut fan base is familiar with. As far as the men's team goes, you know, they brought in Coach Dan Hurley last year, and he didn't turn things around in terms of wins and losses, but, you know, they went through some struggles with injuries and things like that. He's done a great job recruiting in the first year. And I think with entry to the Big East and, you know, all that, he's probably going to own recruiting in terms of the Northeast part of the country and even down to the Mid-Atlantic, maybe. That's certainly his goal. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they turn things around and they're back in, you know, the national scene in the next year or two.
Dan Brecklin, our guest, he's a sports editor of the Hartford Courant. Now, we talked a lot about basketball, and UConn, of course, still very much a national brand. Football is something that we all thought drove college athletics for everybody. Obviously, that's not the case at UConn because the football program there, it's completely up in the air right now.
Very much so. I'm really curious to see where this one goes. When we learned on a Saturday for sure that this is going to happen, you know, immediately like, oh, this makes a ton of sense as far as basketball goes. And then you kind of sit there and you're like, oh, man, where does football land in all this? Because they have three options. They can either try to stay in the AAC. I don't see the AAC having any support for that whatsoever. You can try to wind up in the MAC or Conference USA. I don't know how much sense that makes either because UConn football runs into the same issue where, you know, there's not bad teams, not on the caliber of AAC level or anything like that, but, you know, not awful teams, but you don't have rivalries that fans are going to come out and be excited for when your own football team is only winning one or two, maybe three games a year at this point. Or you can go independent, which is kind of what I'm expecting UConn to do at this point, at least for a couple of years, try to turn things around, maybe become bowl eligible. And if they can do that against some, you know, lower level teams, then maybe they get an invite into some other place to play. But a lot of questions there. Certainly a big loss of revenue, just in terms of TV money in the beginning. This is a bit of a gamble because UConn went into the AAC thinking exactly what you were just saying, that all the money comes from football. Football is going to drive your revenue. And while that was what's driving the new AAC ESPN deal that's set to take place next year, it just wasn't enough for the amount of money that UConn was sinking into its athletics program.
And Dan, I don't know how long you've been up in that area, but this is a basketball program that's had incredible following. I know there was a time, and I'm not sure if it's still the case, but when UConn was in its heyday winning national titles, there were 50 or so beat writers assigned to cover UConn. I'm sure they're starving for that kind of attention now, and that's a big reason that this move was made, right?
Sure. You know, in terms of basketball in this area, how do I put this? You know, we cover plenty of news here at the Hartford Courant, but nothing drives traffic quite like men and women's basketball. And football, you know, while it drives a lot of website traffic, it certainly doesn't drive the same traffic that basketball does. People, this is what they talk about. This is what they live for. You know, I've been sports editor for a couple of years now through a couple really down men's basketball seasons. People are still talking about it, what's right, what's wrong with the program, what we can do. There's always just this hope that things are going to go well for the team. As for football, you know, there was maybe 10 years ago, there was a lot of support for the football program because when Randy Edsall was coach that time around, things were going well. You could see he's building a program. He's regularly sending guys to the NFL, and they really just haven't had that in the last 10 years, and things have dropped off sharply since then in terms of, you know, just general fan interest. And, you know, people aren't coming out to the games anymore. We've documented that here pretty well. Just, you know, they have a stadium with about 40,000 seats, and right now they're not even getting 20,000 per game. So times are just certainly different than they were 10 years ago.
Well, Dan, we appreciate getting the UConn perspective from your position as a sports editor of the Hartford Courant and somebody who's covering this as exclusively as anybody. Thanks for being on with us.
Appreciate you having me.
All right, there's Dan Breckland from the Hartford Courant. As we get ready to see what happens in both the Big East and the American Athletic Conference, Guns N' Roses is coming to Intrust Bank Arena on Monday, October 7th.
Rocktober.
You can get your tickets here right now. Be caller number 3-869-1240 to win a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.